faithful God.
Ọjọ́ Ọlọ́run olóòótọ́.
When he speaks, it is done.
Nígbà tó bá sọ̀rọ̀, a mú iṣẹ́.
When he makes a promise, he will stand by it.
Nígbà tó bá ṣèlérí, a dúró tì í.
Praise
him. Ẹyìn yìí.
Give him glory, give him honor.
Ẹ fi ògo àti ọlá fún.
Magnify his holy name.
Ẹ gbé orúkọ mímọ rẹ̀ ga.
Magnify his holy name.
Ẹ sọ orúkọ mímọ rẹ̀ ní nílà.
He's worthy. He's worthy to be glorified.
Olóyè láti fi ògo fún.
He's worthy to be magnified.
Olóyè láti gbé ga.
There's no one like him.
Kò sí ẹni tó dàbí rẹ̀.
Praise him.
Ẹyìn.
Worship him.
Ẹ jọ́sìn fún.
Give him all glory, give him all honor.
Ẹ fi gbogbo ògo àti gbogbo ọlá fún.
Praise.
Ẹyìn.
Praise him for making you a winner.
Ẹ dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ nítorí pé ó sọ yín di aṣẹ́gun.
Give him glory, give him honor.
Ẹ fi gbogbo ògo àti ọlá fún.
He's our commander in chief.
Ó ní olórí ogun wa.
The one who enables us to win.
Ọ̀nẹ́ni tó fi agbára fún wa láti lè jẹ́ aṣẹ́gun.
Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name.
Ẹ bùkún fún orúkọ mímọ rẹ.
The reason we are more than conquerors is because he loved us.
Ìdí tí a fi ju aṣẹ́gun lọ ni nítorí pé ó fẹ́ wa.
Praise him.
Ẹyìn.
And if it's for us, who can be against us?
Tó bá sì wà ní ìhà tiwa, ta lè dojúkọ wa.
Praise him.
Ẹyìn.
Give him glory. Give him honor.
Ẹ fi gbogbo ògo àti gbogbo ọlá fún.
Give him adoration.
Ẹ fi gbogbo ìjọsìn fún.
He's worthy to be praised.
Torí olóyè láti yìn.
He's worthy to be praised.
Olóyè láti yìn.
Thank you, Father.
Bàbá ẹ ṣeun.
In Jesus' mighty name we worship.
Ni orúkọ ọlá Jésù ni a jọ́sìn.
Then let's lift our voices to him.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a gbé ohùn wa sókè sí.
And say, Father.
Mo pe Baba.
Lord of hosts.
Olúwa àwọn ọmọ ogun.
All the defeats in my life.
Gbogbo ìdùbọ̀lẹ̀ ẹnu ayé mi.
Turn them to victory today.
Ẹ yí wọn padà sí ìṣẹ́gun lónìí.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ̀rọ̀.
Lord of hosts.
Olúwa àwọn ọmọ ogun.
All the defeats in my life.
Gbogbo ìdùbọ̀lẹ̀ ẹnu ayé mi.
Please turn them to victories today.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ yí wọn padà sí ìṣẹ́gun lónìí.
This very night, Lord.
Ní alẹ́ yìí, Olúwa.
Turn my defeats to victory.
Ẹ yí gbogbo àwọn àdùbọ̀lẹ̀ àti ìjákulẹ̀ mi padà sí ìṣẹ́gun.
Turn my defeats to victory.
Gbogbo àdùbọ̀lẹ̀ mi, ẹ yí wọn padà sí ìṣẹ́gun. Jesus la gbadura.
The Lord.
Oluwa.
The Lord strong and mighty.
Oluwa ti o le ti o si lagbara.
The Lord mighty in battle.
Oluwa ti o lagbara ni ogun.
The Lord of hosts.
Oluwa awon ogun.
The general of generals. The admirals of all admirals. The air marshal of all air marshals. The commander in chief of all the hosts in heaven. Commander in chief of all the hosts on earth. Commander in chief of all the hosts underneath the
air.
The one who never lost a war. We worship you. We bless your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for 30 years of faithfulness. Thank you for 30 years of victory. Thank you for 30 years of salvation. Thank you for 30 years of healings. Thank you for 30 years of miracles. Thank you for 30 years of fruitfulness. Thank you for 30 years of joy. Thank you, here for all blessings. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. 30 years ago, when I wasn't expecting at all, you asked me a question. Son,
Oma,
what do you want for your back? I said, I wanted a miracle. Every member of my congregation. You told me to call them together. That we will give it to them. We are here today. Together one more time. My request once again. That all those who are here. And all those who are connected to this service throughout the whole world, give everyone a miracle. When the enemy rose up against Moses, you asked the ground to open his mouth and swallow them. All the enemies of this your children. Right now, let the ground open its mouth and swallow them. When Pharaoh and his army came pursuing your children. Take them back into bondage. You drown them. And you haven't changed. Anyone trying to take your children back into bondage, drown the fellow tonight. When several armies gathered together to fight against Joshua, because they said he was making too much progress. Father, you bombed them. Every agent of the devil trying to hinder the progress of your children. Father, bomb them all. Anyone standing in the way of joy of your children. If they are on the ground, let the ground swallow them. Leave them in the waters.
Drown
them all. And those of them who fly in the air to attend meetings, bomb them all. My request, Lord, is that every one of these your children will become permanently overcomers in Jesus' name. All over the world today, Father, send help to your children. Let all be well with us. And the victory you started giving
Nigeria,
make it complete.
Amen.
And like your daughter had prayed all over the world because of tonight's meeting, let there be peace. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Can you come here? Hallelujah.
Well, I shake hands with three or four people and said, God bless you, winner.
But what I meant that I've been very good to the robot before you were a shagun.
And then you may please be seated.
Doko.
One of my sons speaking yesterday said, you can't be a winner unless you have fought a fight.
Oh, now I live with Olasegun. I have to bat it to Tiburi.
We don't talk of winning unless there have been a competition.
Ah, please, so when you can be Olubori, you must be able to be a rookie, you know, DJ.
One of them reminded us that life is warfare. So we are at war.
I'm jagun.
We must win.
As it got a body.
That means we must fight. And so tonight, we are here to fight. And to win.
Is
there any winner in the house? Are you ready to fight? Because tonight I'm going to call on you again and again to pray. And whenever I say stand on your feet, and let's pray. Anyone who is older than I is free to sit down. Because if you are older than I, then you are old. But if you are younger than I, you are a youth. I'm 74. So all the youth in the house, let me hear you shout hallelujah.
Okay.
Now, my text will be taken from 1 Samuel 17.
Akori Bibeli ti aweka la ori ninu we Samuel ikini ori iketa dini ogun.
From verse 45 to 52.
Lati ese ikanu dini ogoji de ese ikanu dini adota de ese kejile ni adota.
1 Samuel 17.
Samuel ikini ori keta dilogun.
45 to 52.
Ese ikanu dini adota de kejile ni adota.
And while you're opening your Bibles, let me say thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Be sin si bibeli yi mo fe dupe lowo yin lati gede gede okan mi wa.
For all your prayers.
Fun gbogbo adura yin.
for all your gifts.
Àti fún gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀bùn yín.
And my prayer is that next year you'll be able to do more.
Mo sì gbàdúrà pé lọ́dún tó ń bọ̀ ẹ ṣe jù báyìí lọ.
And I want to say thank you very much to my wife.
Mo sì fẹ́ dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ ìyàwó mi.
I'm always amazed.
Ó máa ń yà mí lẹ́nu.
How she could have endured me all these years.
Bí wọ́n ṣe fara dà mí fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún yìí wá.
I mean, can you imagine tolerating somebody like me for some 49 years?
Ẹ ò fi ẹ kó yà yìí lẹ́nu pé wọ́n fara dà fún mi fún ọdún 51 gbáko.
Definitely she's a winner.
Lótòótọ́ life fi gbákanbọ̀ kan lú aṣẹ́gun ni wọ́n.
I was no easy meat before I got born again.
Ní ẹsẹ̀ ran rírọ̀ o, kí Jésù tó bá mi pàdé.
After I became born again,
lẹ́yìn tí mo tún wá fayé mi fún Jésù tán kọ́.
I became a tough meat of the other type.
Mo tún wá di ẹran tó yí lọ́nà kejì.
Somehow she managed to cope.
Lọ́nà kan ẹ̀wẹ̀, Ọlọ́run ràn wọ́n lọ́wọ́.
Thank you, my dear. God bless you.
Ẹ ṣe o, màmá wa, Ọlọ́run á máa bùkún fún yín o.
Keep on winning.
Ẹ máa ṣẹ́gun lọ síwájú àti síwájú.
And of course, I want to thank God for all my children.
Mo fẹ́ dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún gbogbo àwọn ọmọ mi.
Biological,
tí mo bí fúnra mi.
And spiritual,
àti ti ẹ̀mí.
Thank you for giving me so much joy.
Mo dúpẹ́ pé ẹ fún mi ní ayọ̀ tó pọ̀ lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
I pray that God will allow me to stay with you a little longer.
Mo gbàdúrà pé Ọlọ́run á jẹ́ kí n lè pẹ́ díẹ̀ sí fún yín.
1 Samuel 17.
Samuel kìíní orí kẹtàdínlógún.
45-52.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínláàádọ́ta dé ìkejì lé ní àádọ́ta.
Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
David sì wí fún Philistine náà pé, ọkọ̀ àti àwàtọ̀ mi wá, ṣùgbọ́n èmi tọ̀ wà ní orúkọ Olúwa, àwọn ọmọ ogun Ọlọ́run, ogun Israẹli tí ìwọ ti gan.
This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the hosts of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Nigeria.
Lónìí yìí ni Olúwa yóò fi wọlé mi lọ́wọ́, èmi yóò pa ọ́, èmi yóò sì ké orí rẹ kúrò ní ara rẹ, èmi yóò sì fi òkú ogun Filistini fún ẹyẹ ojú ọ̀run lónìí yìí àti fún ẹranko ìgbẹ́. Gbogbo ayé yóò sì mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run wà fún Nàìjíríà.
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
Gbogbo ìjọ ènìyàn yóò sì mọ̀ dájú pé Olúwa kò fi ìdá ohun ọkọ̀ gbanilà, nítorí pé ogun náà tí Olúwa ni yóò sì fi ọ́ lé wa lọ́wọ́.
And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine.
Ó sì ṣe nígbà tí Philistine náà dìde tí ó rìn lọ, tí ó sì súnmọ́ tòsí láti pàdé Dáfídì. David sì yára, ó sì súré sí ogun láti pàdé Philistine náà.
And David put his hand in his bag and took thence his stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth.
David sì fi ọwọ́ rẹ̀ sí inú àpò, ó sì mú òkúta kan láti ibẹ̀ wá, ó sì ba Filistini náà níwájú, òkúta náà sì wọ inú agbárí rẹ̀ lọ, ó sì ṣubú dojúbolẹ̀.
So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Dáfídì sì fi kànàkànà ohun òkúta ṣẹ́gun Filistini náà, ó sì borí Filistini náà, ó sì pa á, ṣùgbọ́n idà kò sí lọ́wọ́ Dáfídì.
Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled.
David is his ray. O si duro lori Philistine na o si mu ida re o si fa yo ninu akore o si pa o si fida na be lori nigbati awon Philistine si ri pe akikanju won ku won si sa.
And the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines until thou come to the valley and to the gates of Ekron, and the wounded of the Philistine fell down by the way to Shaarim, even unto Gath and unto Ekron.
Awon okunrin Israeli ati ti Judah si dide won si hoye won si le awon Philistine lo titi won fi de afonifoji kan ati si ojubode Ekronu. Awon ti o gbogbe ninu awon Philistine si subulule le ona Saraimu ati titi de Gati ati Ekromu.
How do we know winners?
Bawo la se le mo awon asegun?
They have certain characteristics.
Won ni ohun amuye kan.
And I just want to mention seven of them in addition to all that you have already heard.
Ma si so meje ninu won fun yin lapopo mo ati ati gbotele.
The winning side is the singing and dancing side.
Awon iko asegun o je awon iko tin korin ti si jo.
In 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 6.
Ninu we Samuel kini ori kejidinlogun ese kefa.
1 Samuel 18 verse 6.
Samuel kini ori kejidinlogun ese kefa.
When the children of Israel were returning from the defeat of the Philistines.
Nigbati awon mo Israel pada bo nibi ti won ti bori awon mo Philistine.
They sang.
And
they dance.
What's it do?
In Exodus 15, verse 1 to 21.
Exodus 15,
verse 1 to 21. Exodus,
orike dogun ese kini si ikokanlelogun.
When the children of Israel looked back,
nigba ti awon Israel wo eyin wo,
and they saw the enemies of more than 400 years drowned.
Ti won si ri awon ota to ti le ni irinwo odun.
They sang,
won korin,
they danced,
won jo.
In Psalm 59 verse 16,
ninu ori Davidi ori kokandini ogota ese kedogun.
Psalm 59 verse 16,
ori Davidi ori kokandini ogota ese kedogun.
David said,
Davidi wipe,
I will sing of thy power.
Demi o ko nipa ti ori re.
I will sing of your mercy.
Mo kori pati anu re.
Because you have been my defense.
Nitori iwo ni abo mi.
And refuge.
Ati bi sadi mi.
In the day of my trouble.
Ni igba mojo.
I want to start by saying to somebody.
Mo fe bere ni pa so fe nikan ni.
On your way home tonight, you will be singing.
Amen. Bo se pada lo le wa ma korin lo ni.
Even in your vehicles, you will be dancing.
Ninu oko egun wa ma jo.
I don't need to say too much about singing. I'm sure you all sing.
No, ni so pupo lori ori tori mo mo pe gbogbo yin le nkorin.
But I'll say a little bit about dancing.
Sugbon ma so die nipa ijo jijo.
Because some of you don't dance.
Nitori mo mo pe opolopo yin o ki jo.
Maybe because of your position in society.
But if you
know the meaning of dancing, I'm sure from now on you'll be dancing. When you have a dog, and I have quite a few of them. When I travel,
Timbarajo,
and I return,
Timbawadi,
the way my dogs show their joy, is by dancing. They dance around me. A dog says, I know you are my owner. I'm so glad to see
you.
When you dance, you are saying to the Almighty God, I am proclaiming to anyone, let them say what they like about me. I am showing to the world, God, you are my owner. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse
14-22.
2 Samuel 6:14-22. The Bible said David danced before the Ark of the Covenant. And she danced just like any ordinary man. In such a manner that the wife had to complain. How can you be dancing like this? Don't you know you are the king? What was it he said?
Kiloso.
I'm dancing before my God. I'm dancing before the one who promoted me. I'm dancing before the one who took the kingdom from your father and handed it over to me. I'm dancing to the one who made me what I am. It's interesting that he told the wife, you haven't seen anything yet. I'm just going to keep on dancing. When we talk about winners, David definitely will qualify to be one of them.
David,
he was a singer. He was a dancer. So when he wrote Psalm 23, if you study it very well, he simply says, because I acknowledge God as my owner, I can even enjoy in the presence of my enemies. My victory is such that even if the enemies are not dead, they are paralyzed. Dancers will always be victors. Now, I will remind you of just one testimony of a lady who was rejected in the hospital. They told her to go home and die. And we were having a crusade at Ebutemeta. And as I was starting the preaching that day, I told the people that God said I should pray for no one today, but that everybody who needed healing should dance. I was preaching. And then they brought her in. Somebody told her, miracles are happening down there, go. The children brought her in the car. She couldn't get out of the car herself. And they came to Papa DGO. Please, our mother is dying. Pray for her. Papa said, the word has gone out. No praying for anybody tonight. If your mother wants to be healed, let her dance. She can't even stand. Well, I've told you what God said. So they brought her out. Supported her on the right, supported her on the left. Told her, you heard what was said. Dance.
Majo.
And she was moving just a little to the right, a little to the left.
No, there is any milagres. What do milagres? So see.
Suddenly, the power of God hit her.
Lo jiji agbara Olorun kolu.
She pushed the fellow on the right away.
O ti eni tin be lowo otun re.
Push away the fellow on the left.
O ti eni tin wa lowo otun re na kuro.
And kept on dancing.
O si bere si ni jo.
Stand on your feet.
O ye dide lori ese yi.
Lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Yo, reso ke so Olorun Olodumare.
Loud and clear.
Be no rara pe.
And say, Father,
Baba,
tonight,
lale yi.
Put a new song in my mouth.
If you need to see and obey.
And give me something to dance about.
Yes, for me, you think I'm going
to go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Hello, Lord, you may sorrow.
Put a new song in my mouth.
If you want to see me, let know.
Give me something to dance about.
If for me, you think I'm going to see.
Tonight.
Lale,
put a new song in my life.
If you want to see me, let know.
Do something in my life that I will dance about for the rest of my life. Put a new song in my mouth.
If you read to Similenu.
And from now on, Lord, let me just keep on dancing for you.
That is to see, you know,
give me something to dance about all the days of my life. I am a winner, so I must be singing and dancing. Something to sing and dance about for the rest of my life. Amen.
Amen.
And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Number 2, please be seated. How do we know winners?
Bawo la se le mo awon iko asegun.
The winning side. The winning side.
Iko awon asegun.
It's always shouting and clapping.
Won ma n pariwo, won si ma n patewo.
Amen.
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 Psalm 47.
Ori Davidi ori ketadini adota
verse 1.
Ese kini.
Psalm 47 verse 1.
Ori Davidi ori kokandini adota ese kini.
Says
o wipe,
clap your hands all ye people.
E patewo gugu eyiyan.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
And who you who is shagusi ondano.
Amen.
Amen.
He then went to say in verse 3.
O wa so ni ese keta pe
the reason why you should be shouting and clapping.
He said
he will subdue the people under you. And nations under your feet.
Ati awon orilede ni atelese wa.
It took just one shout.
Iho eyo kan pere
to bring down the wall of Jericho.
Olowo odi Jericho.
Thank you.
Bless you.
You know, one of my children who preached yesterday said, if you want to be a winner, you need to have understanding. The bishop who preached this evening said, you want to be a winner, you must have understanding. You see, if you read Revelation chapter 19, verse
6,
Revelation chapter 9, verse
6,
it talks about what's going on in heaven. He said, I heard the voice of a great multitude as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering, saying hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hold on, I will release you in a moment.
And this will run.
Thank you. Now, remember, I've said it before.
And not your much story.
That if you don't like noise, don't go to heaven. Because heaven is full of noise. And the people who are in heaven,
I want to see better.
People who are in heaven,
I want to alone,
who are making this noise,
they want party with you.
They are winners.
I shall go anyone.
And they were saying,
what's it so we pay?
That the reason they were shouting,
did you want to think party with?
Is because the omnipotent reigns.
You pay or don't know the marriage job.
Omnipotent means the one who has all powers.
Or don't the marriage too much. You don't know the book by
the one that was described in the Bible.
And it's here, chapter where you know, be
as the Lord mighty. Those people were shouting because of the one who gave them victory. And I can tell you several stories of people who got victory simply by shouting. Some of you will remember of a woman who just found that whatever she ate, she vomited. The doctor did everything.
They
took all x-rays, all MRI, everything. And there was nothing they found wrong with her. But she kept on vomiting. And then she came to one of our programs. All we said was that everybody should just shout a big
hallelujah.
As she tried to shout, a worm came out of her mouth. That worm didn't appear on x-ray. Everything they could do, they've done, they didn't detect anything. But the thing jumped out. And I'm decreeing to somebody here tonight, as my children will say, if your own hallelujah is louder than that of your neighbor,
see hallelujah tie to ba ni roju ati belegere.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Anything that that is not of God,
that
have been hibernating in your body,
is gone now
in Jesus'
name. Oh, Lord, this is in your God, Jesus.
Now, what is the meaning of clapping?
Can you do more at the work back?
Number one, it means you are full of joy.
Isaiah 55 verse 12.
He says, you shall go forth with joy.
You
shall be led forth with peace. Now peace means the war is over. And then he said, mountains and hills shall sing. They break forth into singing. And the trees shall clap their hands. When they are rejoicing with you, even the trees will be clapping.
Yes.
But thank you.
Yes,
I just want to explain to you two things about clapping. Because some of you think it is a small thing. Bible scholars. I mean, those who really, really know the Bible.
I want to know Bible.
I'm always afraid of them.
Everyone,
but occasionally, they say something that I like. One of them was explaining what God meant when he said, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. And he said what God meant when they studied the thing very deeply is that God is saying, put your enemy between your two hands and jam the hand together. Now you understand. Now you can see that some people, it is the way they jam their hands that tells their enemies that they are not serious. They don't want victory.
Amen.
All right. So next time you hear clap your hand, know what it means. But there's a second meaning to clapping. And I think I've told some of you long ago before that one day the fingers, they just look at the birds singing
and
they said, we too would like to sing. And no matter how they wave in the air, no sound came. Then by accident, two of them discovered that if they cooperate and they can produce a sound, and they discover, if I cooperate with one finger other than myself, I get some sound.
Maybe our major back for what's work for you. Our Kamiji, the Mount Tarawa.
So the two hands held the meeting.
I want one minute to worship by you.
Let's cooperate.
And take us walk so up.
Let one finger cooperate with my hand.
Key Kakon, go by me simple.
So one hand began to tap
over there,
and there was a little sound. And two fingers joined, and there's a bigger sound. Three fingers joined, and there's a better sound. Four fingers joined, and there's a better sound.
Yes.
Then all fingers
join.
So the meaning of clapping is that we are saying to God, I will cooperate with you. You can't cooperate with God and lose. It's not possible. So I want you to stand on your feet. And I want you to pray a prayer. This prayer is going to be based on the shouting aspect of the clapping and shouting. You lift your voice to him and say, Father, I will cooperate with you. Let my enemies hear a noise tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I will cooperate with you, O Lord. And I will be shouting unto you, let my enemies hear a noise tonight. Let them hear a noise from heaven. As I clap, as I shout, let my enemies hear a noise from heaven. Let them hear it. A noise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. Please be seated. I know you want to continue, but we're still going along. Winners are always bold and aggressive. In 1 Samuel 17:48. 1 Samuel 17:48. The Bible said David ran towards the army to meet the Philistines.
David is sorry. Look, see, I want more money. Let's do you call Philistine now.
I mean, this young man was bold. And he was aggressive.
You
see, James chapter 4, verse 7.
With Jacob, Ori, Kerry, and SKJ.
James 4, 7.
Jacob, Ori, Kerry, and SKJ.
He says, you are to resist.
You don't do it, because Satani.
You're the one to attack the devil. Hey. Attack him before he can attack you.
Hey.
In Matthew 16, verse 18.
Matthew 16 verse 18.
The Almighty God promised that the gates of hell will not prevail against
the church. And as you have
already learned, gates don't move. Did they stay where they are?
And nobody. If it's about you want to see the ones no
what? It's your duty to resist them.
To
attack them. And when you do, the Bible says they will not be able to withstand your assault. The Bible asks you to cast out demons, not beg them. You are the one to take the offensive to the enemy, not the enemy to you. When many times when I get a letter from children of God, Daddy, the devil is not allowing me to rest. The whole thing should be the other way around. The devil should be complaining that you are not allowing him to rest.
Be bold.
You are a conqueror. God is behind you. You can't fail. You can't lose. The devil will only threaten. He hasn't got any powers left. I've told you the story before. When we got to this camp in
1983,
I woke up one night. We were very few on the ground. And as I was walking around in the moonlight, I looked up. And I saw fire on top of one of the trees in front of my office there.
And
a big fire on top of the tree. So I said, one of these boys must have set fire to a tree. I went on my way. By the following morning, I looked at the top of the tree. The leaves were green. There was no sign of fire at all. I know what I saw. I saw fire on top of this tree. So I spoke to our head carpenter then. Pastor
Gokke.
See, I saw something strange last night. I saw fire on top of this tree. He said, Daddy,
Oli Baba,
we are afraid to tell you. We have been hearing noise going on inside the tree.
Noise.
I said, you didn't tell me.
Well, hey, what's up for me?
So I called the young ones. Go and get your cutlass.
Hello, madam.
This tree goes down today.
Oni lama agegi.
We have just started cutting the tree.
I said, basi agegi, basi beresi nige.
When suddenly, I see from nowhere, all the villagers gathered.
Like, si ba ranse pe di keni gbogbo abule si wa pe jo lo lori.
Don't touch that tree. It's a tree you must never cut. So we said, what will happen if we cut it? If we cut the tree, it will stand up again. And when it stands, all of you who took part in the cutting, as the tree is standing, you'll be falling down there. The boys looked at me. I said, cut the thing down. It's my Lord that won at the cross. Not the devil.
We
cut down the tree. He never got up. And all those who cut down the tree that time, they are now elders in the church. rise on your feet. Lift your voice to the Almighty God. And say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, every evil tree in my family, send a fire from heaven and consume them all. Go ahead, open your mouth. You know there are some trees in your villages, in your family compound, harboring evil forces. It's your duty to pull them down. Every evil tree, wherever they may be, in my home, in my place of work, in my husband's house, in my wife's house, every evil tree, Father, send them fire from heaven and consume tonight. Consume tonight. Thank you, Father.
Baba Isheum.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagbadura.
So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Ben yori loruko Jesu.
You please may be seated.
E jowo je adoku.
You may not know of the tree on the camp.
Ele ma mo igi ti be ninu ogba yi.
But I was visiting Lokoja some years ago.
Mo lo si ilu Lokoja ni odun bi melo seyin.
Right in the town, right in the center of the town, the road bent round a tree. So I was asking my son there, this tree is in the middle of the road, in the town. Oh, that's a tree that must never be touched. I said, why? They said that just don't touch it. I said, good. This tree goes. Talk to my father about it.
Mo wa baba ba mi soro nipa e.
Finish my program.
Mo pari eto ti mo lo se nbe.
We came back home.
Awale.
And a huge storm broke out.
Be ni iji nla kan wa sele.
By the following morning,
nigba ti lejo keje fi mo,
the tree was on his side.
Bi igi na ti fegbe lele.
Every evil tree in your life,
gbogbo igi buburu ti nbe ninu aye re,
we not see tomorrow morning.
Wo ni dola loruko Jesu.
Number 4.
Ekerin.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Isheun.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa so pe nikan wa ni ilale yi.
He said, I have never failed before. I will not let your case tarnish my record.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, right now, the poor call you poor.
I want you.
He said, very soon,
be like it,
the rich will call you rich.
I want Amen. I want Loro come home up your little
room. Okay, thank you, Daddy. The Lord said there's someone here tonight.
Oluwa sọ pé nìkan wà ní ilá lẹ́yìn.
He said, next time they ask you,
pé nígbà tí wọ́n bá tún máa bèrè lọ́wọ́ ẹ,
when are you going to send out your own invitation?
Nígbà wo ni wàá fi ìwé àpèránṣẹ́ sí wa?
Tell them very soon.
Sọ fún wọn pé láìpẹ́, láì jìnà.
Number four.
Ìkẹrin.
Winners.
Àwọn aṣẹ́gun.
Are always persistent to the end.
Wọ́n máa ń forí tì í dópin ni.
You know the popular saying.
Ẹ mọ ohun tí a máa ń sọ yìí.
Quitters don't win.
Àwọn apẹ̀yìndà wọ́n yìí borí.
Winners don't quit.
Àwọn olúborí náà sì rèé, wọ́n yìí sí apẹ̀yìndà.
True winners.
Àwọn olùṣẹ́gun nítòótọ́.
They never stop at almost successful.
Àwọn ìwọ̀n ìgbẹ̀yìndà ni wọ̀ bí kí wọ́n dúró níbi pé ó kù díẹ̀ kan ó borí.
David had already killed Goliath with the stone.
David ti pa Goliath pẹ̀lú òkúta.
But he wasn't sure, he wasn't satisfied.
Ṣùgbọ́n o kò tẹ lọ́rùn.
Not only must Goliath die.
Kì í ṣe pé a ní láti Goliath ní láti kú nìkan ni.
He must never resurrect.
Ṣé kò gbọdọ̀ dìde?
That's why he cut off his head.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi gé orí ẹ̀.
And I'm believing God for you, brother.
Èmi wá ń gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́ fún ọ arákùnrin.
And sister.
Àti ìwọ arábìnrin mi bákan náà.
The problems that God will solve in your life tonight will never raise his head again.
Amen. Ogun Tọ́lọ́run á ṣẹ́ nínú ayé ẹ lónìí kò ní gbórí mọ́.
Winners don't want just to be healed.
Àwọn olùṣẹ́gun wọn yìí kàn fẹ́ ka wò wọ́n sàn nìkan ni.
They want to be whole.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kí a sọ wọ́n di pípé.
They don't want just to have their debt paid.
Kì í ṣe pé wọ́n fẹ́ bọ́ lọ́wọ́ gbèsè nìkan ni.
They want a situation where they will never owe again.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kí wọ́n má tilẹ̀ jẹ́nikẹ́ni lówó mọ́ láéláé.
Like in 2 Kings chapter 4.
Bí o ti ń bẹ nínú ìwé ọba kejì orí kẹrin.
Verse 1 to 7.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé keje.
2 Kings 4, 1 to 7.
Àwọn ọba kejì orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kìíní dé keje.
That widow not only paid off her debt.
Ó pò ní kí ṣe kó kàn sọ gbogbo owó tó jẹ nìkan ni.
She had more than enough for the rest of her life.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ní ànító àti àníṣẹ́kù fún gbogbo ìyókù ọjọ́ ayé ẹ̀.
Now I want to. On the basis of that decree.
Mo wá fẹ́ nítorí nípa ọ̀rọ̀ yìí pa àṣẹ.
Every one of you here tonight.
Gbogbo ẹyin ti ń bẹ ní ìlà lẹ́yìn.
When they talk about debt.
Tí wọ́n bá ń sọ nínú gbèsè.
You will say, I don't know what is so called.
Ẹ máa sọ fún wọn pé ẹ mọ tó ń jẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni o.
Winners don't want just to be fruitful.
Àwọn olúborí wọn kàn fẹ́ so èso nìkan.
They want to be very fruitful.
Wọ́n fẹ́ so èso ní ọ̀pọ̀ yanturu.
Anna didn't just get a child.
Anna ò kí ṣe ọmọ ẹyọ kan ṣoṣo lórí.
After she gave that one to God, she got extra five.
Lẹ́yìn tó fi ẹyọ kan àkọ́kọ́ fún Ọlọ́run, márùn-ún mi ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀ lọ́lọ́run fi fún.
I've already spoken to my God.
Mo ti bá Ọlọ́run mi sọ̀rọ̀.
You know how much I love children.
Ẹ mọ bí mo ṣe fẹ́ràn ọmọdé tó.
I've already told the Almighty God.
Mo ti bá Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sọ ọ̀rọ̀.
Before I am 80 years old.
Kí n tó pé ọmọ ọgọ́rin ọdún.
When children are having their own convention.
Nígbà tí àwọn ọmọ wẹ́wẹ́ bá ń ṣe àjọ̀dún tiwọn.
The auditorium we are moving from will not contain the children alone.
Inú gbọ̀ngàn tí a ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ti ń kúrò yìí kò ní gba àwọn ọmọ yẹn.
So those of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb.
Nítorí náà yẹ yìí ti ń gbójú Ọlọ́run fún ìbísí àti ìrẹ̀sí.
Decide how many of them will be your own.
Ẹ pinnu o, mélòó nú àwọn ọmọ tá à ń sọ yìí ló jẹ́ tiẹ̀.
And it's done in Jesus' name.
O ti rí bẹ́ẹ̀ lórúkọ Jésù.
Winners are tenacious, they are persistent.
Àwọn olúborí wọn ì pẹ́ yìí dà.
They don't want half a victory.
Wọn ìfẹ́ ìṣẹ́gun àbọ̀.
They want total victory.
Ìṣẹ́gun pátápátá ni wọ́n fẹ́.
They don't take no for an answer. They just keep on pressing forward until the victory comes. I've told you the story of that woman. I will tell you again. So you can pray with understanding. Finished convention. I was extremely tired. I got home. Got the people together. I said, well, I'm tired. I'm going to sleep. I don't want to be disturbed. So let's pray. And I pray the kind of prayer you pray when you are tired. Father, thank you for everything. See you tomorrow. And as I was lying down to rest, my wife came to knock at the door. Woman, I told you I want to rest. I said, woman from the north. As the children, is daddy in? Oh yes, he's in.
What do I do?
But he's not seen anybody today. He said, who is talking about today?
He said,
he's in, right? Yes, he's in. He said, I will sit down at this door. Sooner or later,
it
doesn't matter how many days, he will come out. And they gave her food and she sat down and she was eating. That's when my wife came and said, I know you are tired. You better add this tiredness to your tiredness. So I had to get up. And she said one thing. He said, this head, that is always refusing good things. I just want you to touch it and then you can go back to your seat. Winners, they are like that. God, I won't let you go unless you bless me. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take. I will keep on praying. I keep on pressing. I keep on pressing. I keep on shouting. I keep on doing everything until you answer me. You remember the story of Jacob and that angel that wrestled with
him. In Genesis 32.
From verse 24 to 28. Genesis 32.
Genesis
24 to 28. The Almighty God said to him, let me go. He said, how can I let you go? I haven't got what I wanted yet. And he kept on pressing until he got his breakthrough. Somebody here tonight who's about to get a breakthrough. And so you're going to stand on your feet. And you're going to pray a prayer. Please pray it with all your heart. And say, Father, don't stop fighting for me until none of my enemies remain. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Don't stop fighting for me until there's not a single one of my enemies left. Keep on fighting, O Lord. Every sickness must go. Every disease must go. Every pain must disappear. Every financial headache must end. Don't stop fighting for me, O Lord. Until there's none of my problems left. Keep fighting for me, O Lord.
Oluwa ma ja fun mi siwaju ati siwaju.
Give me victory all the way. Victory all the way.
Efun mi ni isegun patapata,
total and complete.
Isegun patapata.
Thank you, Father.
Eshun Baba.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu la gbadura.
So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Be ni ori loruko Jesu.
Please be seated.
Ejowo ja joko.
Number 5.
Karun.
Winners are always submissive and obedient.
Awon asegun won ma fara won ma teriba won si ma gboran.
If you listen to the language of David in the text we read,
ti e ba gbo ti David so ninu ese bibeli ti aka yen,
he said, I come in the name of the Lord of hosts.
Oruko Oluwa awon ogun ni mo wa.
It is the Lord who will deliver you into my hand.
Olorun ni o ma gbe o si ole mi lowo.
Everyone will know that the Lord does not save by spear and sword.
Gbogbo eyan lo si ma mo wipe ida tabi akoko ni Oluwa fi ngba ni ila.
He just kept on saying, the Lord, the Lord.
On so nipa Oluwa, Oluwa, Oluwa.
And what is the meaning of the Lord?
Kini tumo Oluwa gan?
Apart from being the owner,
ato si pe oni Oluwa.
That's why we say landlord when we are talking about the owner of a house.
Idi ni ita bi so baba onile Oluwa to nile taban so nipa into calling.
The Lord is the one who must be obeyed.
Oluwa ni eni na ti a gboro gboran si lenu.
The one who must be
obeyed.
One of the greatest winners of all
times was
Elijah. He never lost a battle. Enemies toy with him. Whether kill them or burn them alive.
Oh, takota to ba ta fele fele. Boya ko pa won ni tabi ko fina run won.
It was what you will call a yes man.
Sugbon o be ni re ko la ba won si Olorun Oluwa re.
The Lord said, do this. Yes, Lord.
Oluwa ni se bayi be ni.
Go there. Yes, Lord.
Lo bi mo ti gbo Oluwa.
Hide. Yes, Lord.
Farapamọ be ni Oluwa.
Show yourself. Yes, Lord.
Farare han jade ni koko Oluwa mo gbo.
He was a yes man.
O je ni tiki ti ta Olorun lohun.
The day you get to that stage,
igba kigba to ba de ipele yi,
that whatever God says,
to ko Olorun ba so,
that's what I would do.
Oni wa se.
Ah, your defeat will end that day.
Igba na ni alubole re yo dopin.
Because Deuteronomy chapter 28,
the way Deuteronomy read
verses 1 and 7.
Deuteronomy 28,
1 and 7.
Deuteronomy read it in says,
if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God,
we will fear bad God will do
to observe and to do all that He commands you.
Lati ma kiyesi ati lati se gbogbo ase re.
I said in verse 7, he said, it will cause the enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face.
Oh, you si mu ki gbogbo awon ota re to dide se o to di eni ikolu niwaju re.
He said if they come against you one way they will flee.
Be ti won ba jade ni ona kan ti won koju si ona meje won gba sa niwaju re.
The moment you learn to say yes, Lord.
Ni kete ti o ba ko bi a se gboran si Olorun Oluwa lenu.
They will become absolutely obedient like the bishop told us earlier.
Bi a si gboran patapata bi bishop se so fun wa saju.
You overcome sickness.
What? Bori aisan.
Exodus 15 verse 26.
Exodus rike dogun ese ikerin din ni ogbon.
Exodus 15 26.
Exodus rike dogun ese ikerin din ni ogbon.
Be obedient.
Egboran
100%
light si abalu adamu.
He said I will become your physician.
Pe ohun ni ohun yo si di eni ti o wo osan.
Be totally obedient to him.
ki agboran si lenu patapata.
He will turn your reproach to triumph.
Oh, yo si so egun re di ogo.
Shame to victory.
E ati itiju re isegun.
John chapter 2 verse 1 to 11.
Jo Johan orike si kokanla.
John 2 1 to 11.
Johan kini si kokanla.
In the wedding in Canaan of Galilee.
Ni igbeyawo ti Cana ti Galilee.
Thank you, Father.
Baba Sheun.
I think this one is for me, so I want to say amen to you before I tell you.
Amen. Very minimal ruba with this.
God is saying to someone here. He said, I'm the one who kept you safe till now. And I have not retired. Don't be afraid of the future.
Ma se de keru opo eru ojo waju ma de opo.
Thank you, Father. We'll pick it up from where I left off it. He asked me to remind some of you of a story I told you some time ago.
Oni ki ran yin kan leti tan kan ti mo ti so fun yin seyin ri.
I was praying in the camp.
And
I had one of these modern torchlights with me. The torchlight that the one they call rechargeable that you can charge and then take it with you. And
it
was a very dark night. So I went into the bush to be away from. I want some quietness, and there are so many people praying on the camp.
Ọpọlọpọ yẹn ló gbà dúrà náà bá yìí nítorí náà mo wá wọ inú igbó lọ.
When I've gone far into the bush,
nígbà tí ọ̀nà mi ti jìn nínú igbó yìí,
suddenly the torchlight went completely out.
Lójijì iná tí mo gbé dání kú.
The battery that was charged lost all its power.
Iná tó jẹ́ pé bátìrì rẹ̀ kún dẹ́mú tẹ́lẹ̀, ó ti kú lójijì.
And it was a very dark night.
Ó sì jẹ́ òru tí ilẹ̀ ṣú gan.
How do I get back to the camp? I was in the bush.
Oh, mo se fe dele inu po mo wa.
Then I remembered something my teacher taught us when we were in the primary school.
Mo wa ranti ohun kan ti oluko mi ko mi nigba ti mo wa ni ile iwe alakobere.
That if you find yourself in darkness suddenly,
pe to ba brida re ninu opopo lojiji,
close your eyes tight.
Sa diju e
for about 2 minutes.
Mo bi iseju meji.
When you open your eyes again,
nigba to ba fi ma pada laju,
dark won't be so dark anymore.
Okunkun yo ni subo to ti tele mo.
Okay, so I close my eyes.
Mo wa diju yen
for about 2 minutes.
Mo bi iseju meji.
When I open my eyes,
gba ti mo ma pada laju,
suddenly there was a big moon.
Lojiji
in the sky.
Ni osu bade yo jade
almost like afternoon.
To be dabi osan.
So I walk easily.
Mo wa to the camp. Lai yo line ni yo nu ni mo re pada wa sinu ogba agbago yi.
When I got to the camp,
gba ti mo ma de nu ile yi,
I looked up to see the moon.
Mo wa wo ke kin po osu bayi.
It was no longer there.
Ko si nbe mo.
And I heard God say to me,
mo wa gbo ti Olorun so fun mi,
I brought that one out specially for you.
Mo mu mo le yen jade nitori ti eni.
And I have told you this story.
Mo ti so kan yen fun yin.
Because God asked me to tell someone here tonight.
Tori Olorun ni kin so fun yen kan niyin lale yi.
He said, in your darkest hour,
pe ninu akoko to sokunku julo fun o
yin, I will send you light.
Emi yo ran imole si o.
He asked me to tell someone.
O ni so fun yan kan.
Based on the same story.
Lori itan ta so fun wa yi.
That from tonight onward.
Pe lati akoko yi lo.
Darkness will never hinder your progress again.
O kokun kokun. Ko ni dena ilosiwaju e.
So when
We're talking about John chapter 2.
And so nipati we John orikeji
verse 1 to 11.
Ese kini de kokonla
when they ran out of wine.
Nipati oti wine itan.
What got their victory? That changed the shame of the bridegroom to celebration.
Eyi to mu ki itiju oko iyawo ko di ohun ajoyo.
Was what the mother said.
Oh no, ni oti mama Jesus so.
Whatever he says to you,
ohunkohun to ba so fun yin,
do it.
Oni ke se.
When you are submissive to God,
nigba ti e ba teri ba yin fun Olorun,
and you are absolutely obedient to him,
ti e si gboran si lenu lai sawawi,
your victory is certain.
Isegun yin o je daju daju.
I'll tell you a story.
Miss
something to some people. The testimony of a man of God.
Oje eri okunrin ninu awon eniyan Olorun.
He became general overseer.
O di olusagutan lebojuto
as a young man.
Gege bi odo.
And some of the elders in the church decided that they would bring him down.
Awon agba die ti wa pinu pe awon fa ti lule ni.
So anytime they were at council meeting, they will be opposing him and lying against him.
Ngbakigba ti won ba nbe ninu igbimo labese gele won mo doju ijako won si mo paro mo.
One day came,
ojo kan wa de.
God said, I will give you victory today.
Olorun so fun pe ma fun ni se patapata loni.
But you must not say a single word.
Ngba o gboro soro
until I tell you so.
Titi ma fi so pe ko so be.
So this young man sat in the meeting.
Ọdọmọkùnrin ijoko ni àárín ìpàdé náà.
And one led after another.
Ọkan lára àwọn àgbàgbà yìí wọ́n dìde
lọ́lọ́kan
òjọ kan.
Lying against him.
Wọ́n sì ń parọ́ mọ.
And they know they were lying.
Wọ́n sì mọ̀ pé rọ́nà ń pa.
And you know how difficult it is to keep quiet when people are lying against you.
Ọmọ bó ṣe sòro ṣe tó kó dákẹ́ nígbà táwọn èèyàn ń parọ́ mọ lójúkorojú.
But this young man had heard God say, just keep your mouth shut.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó wà dùn. Mo tọ́lọ́run sọ pé táà ti má sọ̀rọ̀.
These people have been talking for more than 1 hour.
Wọ́n ti ń parọ́.
One lie after another.
Irọ́ kan lólo kan òjọ̀ kan ni wọ́n múrọ̀ yẹn jáde.
Then God spoke to his boy.
Ọlọ́run wá sọ fún ọmọkùnrin náà pé.
Tell them.
Sọ fún wọn.
Every idle word that a man shall speak,
pe gbogbo oro ikoko ti eni keni ba so,
he will give an account of it on the day of judgment.
Lojo idajo gbogbo e pata lo ma jihin.
So he said, brethren,
enya,
I'm speaking to you out of love.
Pe ife ni mo fi pa yin soro yi o.
I'm sure you know it is written.
Eyi mo aju bi ati ko pe
that every word that we speak on earth,
gbogbo oro ti a so laye yi,
will give an account on the day of judgment.
Lao jihi lojo idajo.
From that day onward,
lati ojo yen lo,
nobody ever lied against him.
Ko sele to paro ninu won mo.
His victory became just permanent.
Di segun re si wa di ban tale.
And I'm believing God for someone.
Won gba Olorun gbo fun yen kan ni yin.
That this very evening,
be lale yi gangan.
God is about to silence your enemies permanently.
Amen. Olorun fe pa gbogbo awon ota re lenu mo patapata.
But you are going to pray a prayer.
Mo wa wa gba adura kan.
You will lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Wa gbe ure soke si Olorun Olodumare.
You don't mind standing again.
Jowo gbe mi dide
lori. We are at the battlefront this evening.
Iwaju ogun gan la wa.
And we are going to win.
Awa si ni asegun.
You lift your voice to him and say, Father,
so go re soke gbe baba.
I will obey you.
O gboran si Olenu.
Silence all my enemies.
Jowo pa gbogbo ta mi lenu mo.
Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God.
Ba Olorun Olodumare soro.
I will obey you.
Ma gboro.
Silence all my enemies.
Gbogbo awon ota mi patapata Oluwa pa won lenu mo.
On a permanent basis.
Titi lai lai.
Silence them.
Pa won lenu mo titi lai lai.
Silence them.
Pa won lenu mo.
Just shut their mouth on a permanent basis. Shut their mouth. As for me, I will obey you. I will do whatever you ask me to do. In your own side of the bargain, silence the enemies permanently. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagbadura.
So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Ben yori loruko Jesu.
Please be seated.
Ejowe di ajoko.
Number 6.
Ekefa.
Had been well treated by the bishop who spoke before me.
Awon bishop ton ti kokoba wa soro. Won ti sise takun takun.
Every winner.
Gbogbo awon asegun
is always grateful.
One man more,
and they always pay their tithes.
What a man son idamewa won.
And from this, we just found this from the life of another great winner, Abraham.
Ninu eleyi la ale le ri tan yi ninu aye Abraham eni to je un na asegun ni.
Genesis 14.
With Genesis
17-20. Genesis 14:17-20.
Genesis 17-20.
He was victorious, coming from winning a great battle. The first thing he did was he paid his
tithes.
Long before there was any law as to tithing, Abraham paid his tithe out of gratitude to the God who gave him victory.
Shaju ki atotile se ofin pe ka ma san idamewa ni Dafiti ti fi more han nipa ti san idamewa ti e.
How tithing comes into being a winner.
Ba wo ni idamewa se wa so mo ki a di asegun.
Is that those who don't pay their tithes live under a curse?
Only we pay. I want to move our son. It doesn't matter what you want. One will be a gun.
And somebody who is cursed cannot win.
And it's about to be a gun. Possible she is a gun.
In Numbers 22, verse 1-6.
Numeri orikeji le logun ese kinisi kefa.
Numbers 22, verse 1-6.
Numeri orikeji le ni ogun ese kinisi kefa.
A king sent for a prophet.
Oba kan ranse pe woli.
Come and curse Israel for me.
Jo wa ba mi fi awon orilede Israel gegun.
There are too many for me. If you curse them, then I will be able to overcome them.
Wa won ti poju ti gba mi le ka lo to ba pe won gegun igba mi aka won.
But nobody can curse someone that God has not cursed.
Sugbon ko seni to le gbe eni keni gegun ti Olorun ba ti gbe ni na gegun.
In Numbers 23 verse 5-8.
Iwe numeri ori keta le ni ogun ese karun si kejo.
Numbers 23:5-8.
Numeri ori keta le ogun ese karun si kejo.
The prophet said.
Woli na wa so wi
pe. How can I curse someone that God has not cursed?
Bawo ni mo se fe gbe eni ti Olorun o gbe gegun? Bawo mo se fe gbe gegun?
If you are robbing God of his
time.
According to Malachi chapter 3, verse
8-11.
Malachi
3. Malachi
8-11. Then you are living under the curse of God himself. And when God curses a man, it doesn't matter how hard he tries, he will just keep on failing.
I've
told you the story of a man before. Every time he's about to succeed, the thing will slip out of his hand. He woke up to realize something is seriously wrong. Because his friend in Abuja phoned him. Ah, thank God, at last you have won this contract. We have written your letter.
Article where?
Come and collect it.
Wagba.
He jumped into the plane.
Osi wonu oko furufu.
Before he landed in Abuja.
Koto de Abuja.
The managing director called a friend.
Oga ileise na pe ore re.
That letter we signed.
Pe iwe ta fowo si yen.
I hope you have not yet delivered it.
Mo lero ko ti fun ni to ni.
Because we are not giving it to him anymore. Between Lagos and Abuja.
Laarin Eko si Abuja.
The victory slipped out of his hand again.
Beni isegun re o tun bo lowo.
When he came and he said, "Daddy, look at what has happened."
Gba to wa to ni baba iwo ti sele.
The spirit of God said, ask him.
But me Olorun ni bere lowo re.
Because he's asking you, there must be a cause in my life. Cancel the cause, I ask him.
Do you pay your tithe? So
well, I give whenever it is convenient. How many winners are in the house? How many of you want to remain winners forever? You cannot afford to annoy God.
Oh, God,
you can't win when God is against you.
Oh, I've
told you before. When the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Anytime I ask you the question, somebody will jump up and say, nobody. And
I
say, open your Bible, read it. Open the place.
Washibe.
Romans 8:31.
We Romu orikejo ese ikokanleni ogbon.
In my own Bible.
Ninu Bible ti temi.
When he says, if God be for us.
Nigba to bere pe ti Olorun ba nbe ni ati wa.
Who can be against us?
Tande doju ijako wa.
The end of that verse is a question mark.
Ami bere la fi pari gbolohun yen.
He didn't write nobody there.
Of course, if you pay, you see any kind of.
Why?
Kini dire?
Because if God is for you,
during your Lord ban beni had.
There's only one fellow who can be against you.
Any council show no need, don't you jacko?
And that's yourself.
Oh no, the wafura ra re.
That's why they left the question hanging.
It didn't. You still want to party? Yes, everybody in your life.
If God is for you, the devil can't be for against you.
Man, this satanic colleague,
demons can't be against you.
And when
you
open colleague, don't you jack?
Which doctors can be against you?
Oh, so holy, don't you jack?
But you can be against yourself.
Subao, what did you jack? Correct.
That's when you're going to pray your next prayer.
And you're
going to pray it even harder than the ones before.
You
will stand on your feet and lift your voice loud and clear. And say, Father, from tonight, let me cease to be my own enemy. Open your mouth and pray. Let me cease to be my own enemy. Let me cease to be my own enemy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. And I decree that every curse upon your life shall be destroyed. Please be seated. We are almost there now. Number 7. Winners. Are always pure and holy. Because in warfare, you need an ally. It's an acceptable means of fighting a war. That when the battle is too fierce for you,
nigba to kun ba le debi pe iba re oka.
You get an ally.
Wa pe eni to le ran lowo ko wa ba oja.
Woman, you get the victory, that's all that matters.
Onto se pataki ni pe ko se ati segun.
And there's no better ally than the Lord of hosts.
Ko si si alabasepo eyi to koja Oluwa awon omo ogun.
It has one of my boys told us again yesterday. Two people cannot work together except they be agreed.
And one meeting will lay
our God is a holy God. You want him to be your ally, you must be holy. In number
23,
you can read it from verse 18 to 24. Number
23, 18 to 24.
When the king asked Balaam to come and curse Israel,
he
said, "I can't curse them because we have looked." God said, "I have looked, and there's no iniquity in them."
Olorun so wipe ohun ti wo ko si si aisere pe koja kankan ninu won.
They have no sin, so even the curse became a blessing.
Oh, lese kankan nitori na ego to ba gele odi ibukun.
We are asked in Joshua chapter 7.
Mo ninu we Joshua ori keje
from verse 1 to 12.
Ese kini
Joshua 7 verse 1 to 12.
Joshua ori keje ese kini keje la.
When sin came into the camp of Israel, the God who had promised them that nobody would be able to withstand them backed out.
Olorun to ti seleri pe ko seni to le doju ija ko won o pe ida o keyin si won ni.
I can assure you of one thing.
Mo fe fi o kan da yin loju.
If I don't know anything else about God, I know this one.
Bi won ba ti e mo nkan kan nipa Olorun eleyi da mi loju yeke yeke.
Nothing is impossible with God.
There's
no enemy so big that my God cannot finish.
He has
armies that you would not even think is an army.
He
fought a king with ordinary worms.
Worms ate
him
alive.
So who is that enemy that can withstand you when God is really on your side?
He's a miracle working God. Oh,
dear Lord,
I've seen
too much of him to doubt him.
Oh, Timothy. But do beggar to get pay a major key a major borrower.
I mean, just look around you. You see his handwriting, the miracle working God.
So, Babu, you can't worry your turn to cause it a gathered by your learn to teach you, you know.
So, why then am I fighting a losing battle?
You are to say, Timon, Jaida, I see as you look people there.
Examine yourself.
Yara, they will.
Find out where sin is in your life and get rid of it.
Shawari BTS sa pamo sin ninu aye re ko si fa tu kuro nbe.
I've told you this story before.
Mo ti so itan yi fun yin ri.
Woman came.
Obirin kan wa.
Somewhere from Osun State.
Lati ipinle Osun.
To our program when we were seeing the very first auditorium.
Si eto wa ti nbe ti a se ninu gbangan akoko.
But somebody told her.
Oh,
you go there.
To bati lobe.
Did you lay hands on you?
Ti alabu tuju agbara si le fowo le olowo.
Then you will become fruitful.
Ngba na ni wa bimo.
She came.
O wa.
In those days we were much much smaller.
Da gba yan kere ni yejo jo.
So I could lay hands on everybody.
Mo si le gbowo le gbogbo awon eniyan to wa.
I lay hands on her.
Mo gbowo le.
She fell under the anointing.
O shubulu le.
Was on the ground for almost 1 hour.
And
then she came back the following year very angry. They told me if I come, You will lay hands on me.
Wa gbo wole mi.
That I might even fall.
Pe mo le subu.
You lay hands on me.
Gbo wole mi lori.
And I even fell.
Mo le subu.
And I'm still here.
Mo si tun wa ni ipo ya
ni ba. No child.
Ko so mo.
I was going to apologize.
Mo fe be.
Where God said.
Nigba to Lord wa pe
ask her.
Bere lowe.
The question God asked me to ask her was a difficult one. Because this was quite an important woman. Almost trembling, I said, please forgive me, ma. God said I should ask. Apart from your husband. How many other boyfriends have you? She said six. And you want a child from my God? Are we even going to know the father? Husband plus six. My God is a holy God. I am believing God from all my heart. That every one of you here tonight, you will have a testimony.
Amen.
That is if you get out of sin. My God is a holy God. He gives miracles. Not magic. It is the devil who can give you magic. And so it doesn't matter, you can continue to sin. He can give you magic. Knowing that he will be waiting for you in hell. But my God will give you blessings without any sorrow at
all.
So if you are willing to say bye bye to sin, this will be one night you will never forget for the rest of your life. So before we prayed the few prayers that we have left to pray, if there's anyone here today who is not yet born again, come forward. Let us pray for your salvation. Let the blood of Jesus wash away your sins. Let him give you a new beginning. It's only sin that can block your miracles tonight. God is here with all his power to turn you to a winner. So I'm going to count from 1 to 12. Because I see some of you are very far away. Before I say 12, if you want to give your life to Jesus, come and stand before me. I will pray for your salvation. And then we'll be able to go on from there. One.
Eni.
Two.
Eji.
Now if you are coming from far off, you need to begin to come fast.
Three. Four. Five.
Bible says the hand of the Lord is not shorten that he cannot save. Neither is
he
heavy that he cannot hear. But your sins and your iniquities can separate between you and your God. So so that he won't hear.
Ki o ma ba fi gbo.
So if you want him to hear you,
tori na jo ba fe ko gbo,
to turn you to a winner,
this is all the asegun,
you must come to him so that his blood can wash away your sins.
O yin lati to wa ki eje re le we omo kuro ninu gbogbo ese re.
Four.
O di merin o. Kola.
Just keep up it. I can see some of you still far away. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Ready in front. Talk to the Almighty God. Ask him to please have mercy on you and save your soul. Ask him to please forgive all your sins and wash you clean with his blood. Tell him you are surrendering to him today and you want him to become your Lord and Savior. Tell him you will serve him for the rest of your life. The rest of you are coming on the way. Keep talking to God. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to forgive your sins. Promise him you will serve him. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagbadura.
Ancient of Days, we bless your holy name.
Arugo ojo abukun fun oruko mimo yi.
We thank you for your word.
Adupe fun oro yin.
We thank you for these people who have come forward.
Adupe fun awon won yi ti won ti wa siwaju.
Please receive them in Jesus' name.
E jowo e gba won loruko Jesu.
Let your blood wash away their sins.
Ye je yin we won kuro ninu ese won.
Save their souls, O Lord. Write their names in the book of life. And from now on, anytime they call on you, answer them by fire. Please, Lord, don't let them backslide. Let them serve you to the very end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Ni oruko nla Jesu lagbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward tonight.
Mo ba yin tin be niwaju yi ola leyin.
Want to promise you.
Mo wa fe seleri fun yin.
From now on,
lati isisin yi lo,
I'll be praying for you.
A o ma gbadura fun yin.
And so I'm going to need your name.
Sori na nilo oruko yin.
Your address.
Address ibi ten gbe.
And your prayer request.
Ati koko ebe adura yin.
So they will give you a card.
Oh, wa fun yin ni awon pelebe pelebe kan.
Where you are, so you fill it very quickly.
Debi te wa yen ke si le fowo si won logan.
And then give it back to the counselors.
Yes, wa fi da pada fun awon alugba yin nimoran ti won fi le yin lowo yen.
And then you can go back to your seat.
Leyin na.